The Senator from Kansas.
Mr. President, thank you. You know, part of our jobs as members of the United States Senate is to help people who have problems. This has been a very difficult time for many, many Americans, and difficult for me as somebody who wants to be able to help people with a problem. And as my colleagues have indicated, the letters, the phone calls, the conversations, the emails continue to come. The one I'd like to highlight to my colleagues today is from a person who describes herself as a 62-year-old female retired teacher from Wichita, and she says she considers herself a middle-class American. She indicates in her letter that her current health policy expires at the end of this year, less than a month away. Here's what she says in her letter then. When I inquired why, I was told the policy no longer meets the guidelines under Obamacare. Yet, in the previous 2 years, my premiums have increased 25% and 28% respectively, to which the answer from my insurer was, it helps pay for Obamacare. Now, I can't even have that plan any longer, the one she's indicating that she helped pay for. It had a $500 deductible, a $1,500 max out-of-pocket expense per year, and a $300 premium per month. After 20 hours online, multiple calls on online chats, I finally was able to see some numbers from healthcare costs for the Obamacare marketplace, only to learn that the premium is 1.5 times what I currently pay, and the deductible is 4.5 times higher. A plan from my current insurance was double the premium. I will not qualify for tax credits as my projected income for 2014 places this middle-class retired American over the threshold of any kind of subsidy. I'm sad that my well-laid plans for retirement now will redirect my earnings to pay for health care, much of which I will never use. At 62 and having had a hysterectomy, prenatal care is not an issue I will face, nor will I ever need female reproductive disorder treatment, as those parts are gone. But I will have no discount for not needing those coverages. So I'm paying a higher premium. I'm very frustrated with these changes. In the middle class that will be hit the worst, this is still my constituent talking, it's the middle class that will be hit the worst by this mandate, and I fear that many will opt for a government fine because now they truly won't be able to afford the cost of health care. One more question directed at me. How will folks who can't even make the premium payment ever be able to pay the outrageous deductible? Honestly, $6,500 out-of-pocket expense per person per year? Again, that's her question. That's crazy, which is what she's saying. Who will be able to pay that, and then who will end up paying it? It is not a solution for the middle-class Americans. Mr. President, surely we can develop a policy, a program of caring for Americans without doing damage to people who already had insurance. I yield.